Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Positively Trek. I'm your host this week, Dan Gunther, flying solo once again with a news update episode. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, Barry could not be here this week. However, I do want you to stick around after the news in this episode. I want to talk a bit about the future of the Positively Trek podcast. Nothing bad, just some plans that we have for the next few episodes and something special that we have in store for the end of the year. So, like I said, after I'm done doing all of the Star Trek news, please stick around, and I have some questions that I would like you to give me some feedback about. Of course, you can always contact us, positivelytrek@gmail.com. We love reading your emails, and you can, of course, find us in the Positively Trek discussion group on Facebook. We are also still on Twitter, @positivelytrek. I do check there, so please message us there or tweet to us if you have any comments about the show. And again, like I said, towards the end of the episode, I have a request for some feedback about some ideas that we have going into the end of the year. So, with all of that said, first of all, thank you for downloading the episode. Thank you for listening. Let's get into the week's Star Trek news. And again, we've got some good news this week. With both the writers and the actors' strikes over, Hollywood is getting back in the business of making television and film, and of course, Star Trek. Our news stories this week all have to do with upcoming Star Trek television projects. So first of all, I want to talk a bit about Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And we have some news here from Jonathan Frakes. He recently gave an interview to Cinema Blend saying, "I'm going back up to Toronto to direct on Strange New Worlds." So there you have it. We do have confirmation that Jonathan Frakes will be directing in season 3 of Strange New Worlds. He previously directed the Strange New Worlds Lower Decks crossover episode, Those Old Scientists, in season 2. And we're getting more Frakes direction in the 3rd season. We will, of course, also be seeing Frakes directing in the upcoming 5th and final season of Star Trek Discovery. He apparently directed the first part of the 2-part series finale. So really excited for that. I'm so glad that Jonathan Frakes is still a part of the Star Trek universe, both in front of and behind the camera. And of course, Frakes' direction is some of my favorite stuff in recent Star Trek. So the more that Frakes directs, the better. I'm very, very happy for this news. In our next bit of news, we're talking again about another upcoming Star Trek television event, the Star Trek Section 31 Special Movie Event, as they're calling it, basically a made-for-TV movie. And we have a new industry report that the Star Trek Section 31 movie is prepping for production currently. So Section 31, like Discovery and Strange New Worlds, is planning to be filmed in Toronto, and a new production listing update from the Directors Guild of Canada includes the Section 31 movie. Now, in this report, it is codenamed Dover Court under their rumor list, with a prep start time of November. So it should be noted this isn't an official confirmation. These listings do often change. Section 31, for example, previously appeared on that same list over the summer with an October production start date, but of course, because of the strikes, that didn't happen, so it seems it's been pushed down a month. So not an absolutely solid indication of when Section 31 will be going into production, but it is on the radar in Canada here, so I'm very interested to see more news from this as we learn it. November, of course, is quickly drawing to a close. I can't believe we're already on November 23rd today as this episode comes out. And we're definitely going to be keeping our ears to the ground for more news around this and other Star Trek productions. And finally, we have some news on the newest Star Trek series in the pipeline, and that is, of course, Star Trek Starfleet Academy. Recently, Lower Decks Beckett Mariner herself, Tawny Newsome, gave an interview to Trek Movie's All Access Star Trek podcast. In addition to doing the voice of Beckett Mariner on Lower Decks, she is also in the writer's room for Star Trek Starfleet Academy. With the strikes having loomed large over Hollywood in the last few months, now that they're over, of course, the actors and the writers are not only working in front of and behind the camera, they're also getting out and doing publicity for upcoming projects. So it's nice that Tawny Newsome is finally able to talk about this a bit. Of course, all of the actors had been gagged during their strike and couldn't speak about projects. So yeah, this interview is really interesting, especially about this show, about which we know very, very little. So first up are some great comments. I love these. We have, of course, a lot of canon police among our audience. Any fandom is, of course, going to have that. I myself have been a bit of a stickler for canon in the past. I've let up on that a little bit lately, but I still feel that integrity of storyline is very important when it comes to canon within Star Trek. In this interview, Tawny Newsome says, quote, "I do feel it will appeal to fans. I will say that there are some people in that room, I might be one of them, that are real canon hound dogs. We got some real canon heads in there with very intense conversations about keeping the Star Trek of it feeling really Star Trek-y. So I hope that'll make everyone who loves Star Trek happy, because it makes me happy. I love being a deputy canon cop." She also spoke a little bit about the aim of the series, mentioning that it is aimed at a slightly younger generation. She says, "I mean, it's the Academy. All things are possible. Also, I like this era. I like the promise of this show because so often we don't get to see what it's like when you're not quite a fully formed Starfleet officer yet. All of our Starfleet officers have to be so good already. What I think has been so fun about Lower Decks is that we've got to see people on the less great ship. So I just think that kids in their academy phase, that's some of the exciting stuff for me. What are you like when you are a teenager who is still figuring this out on the path to becoming these great Starfleet officers?" So Star Trek Starfleet Academy, we don't have a release date for it yet. But of course, as with the other projects, we will bring that news to you as soon as we learn it. I, for one, am getting kind of excited about this, especially with Tawny Newsome's voice in that writer's room. I think there can be a really cool, irreverent tone to the show, especially where she's involved. Certainly not to like Lower Decks levels of irreverence, but with a little bit less of that serious tone that Discovery always seems to be striking. Speaking of Discovery, that is, as of right now, the only absolutely confirmed Star Trek on Paramount Plus that we are getting in 2024. We expect to have Star Trek Lower Decks Season 5 at some point later in the year as well. And of course, Season 2 of Star Trek Prodigy is going to be dropping on Netflix sometime next year too. As of right now, Discovery Season 5 is only listed as early 2024, no set release date for it yet. And Star Trek Strange New Worlds, it's possible we might get that towards the end of 2024, but it's looking more likely that that will be early 2025 at the earliest. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break there. When we come back again, I've got some questions about the future of this podcast, some ideas for the end of the year, as well as talking about what is coming up in the next few episodes. Stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for downloading this episode of Positively Trek. We truly do appreciate each and every one of our listeners, and I'd like to especially thank our Patreon supporters. Thank you to our Constitution Class supporters, Jim Stoffel, Joyce Marin, and Paul D. Kinnear. If you'd like to become a supporter of Positively Trek and join our crew, please go to patreon.com/positivelytrek. You can get early access to episodes, exclusive content, shoutouts, associate producer credits, ad-free episodes, and more. Again, that's patreon.com/positivelytrek. Thank you all, and live long and prosper. All right, so end of the year, 2023. My idea, and I've been talking to Barry about this, we've been throwing some ideas back and forth, is to have a sort of year-end award show for Star Trek. Think the Emmys or the Oscars, but Star Trek specific. What I want from you is ideas for categories. Now, the big ones, of course, will be best actor, best episode, best director, all that sort of thing. But I'm looking for ideas for other awards that we can talk about. So out there ideas. For example, best death scene. Or, you know, we always like our really cool ship shots. So best cool ship shot. Best sarcastic comment by a Starfleet officer. Things like that. Now, obviously, some of these will be very specific and you'll have possibly a particular scene or character in mind when you come up with it. That's absolutely fine. It can even be a very specific type thing like best Spock quip or something like that. We'll be taking ideas in our email inbox, positivelytrek@gmail.com. You can also comment ideas on the post for this episode in the Positively Trek discussion group on Facebook. Or, like I said at the top, tweet to us @PositivelyTrek on Twitter. I'm really excited to hear some of your ideas. You can also include what you think should win the particular category that you suggest. And finally, I want to talk a little bit about upcoming episodes of Positively Trek. So I'm looking to get the book club episodes up and running again, and I've planned out the next few. So the idea here is to have a flagship episode every other week, with every other week being a book club episode. So, for example, next week, I will have as a guest on the show Brandi Jackla, and we are going to start tackling the comics once again. Those of you who follow the comics in the Star Trek universe know that there have been so many new issues lately. They have the Star Trek flagship series going with Sisko and the crew of the Theseus, as well as the spin-off series Star Trek Defiant. We also have Lower Decks comics and a Star Trek The Motion Picture miniseries, the Star Trek Halloween special, and all these different things going on across the Star Trek universe. I'm not even remembering a lot of them. I think there's also a Strange New Worlds series coming out called The Scorpius Run. We're looking to talk about all of those over the next few months, as well as doing book reviews of any new releases. Now, as a lot of you know, the new releases have been a bit scarce lately. They've been a little slow, but we do have quite a few to talk about. So next week, like I said, is a comic episode. Brandi and I are going to be talking about an older comic that came out last year in 2022, so going a bit into the past for this one, but it is the Star Trek 400th issue, the big special issue that IDW put out marking their 400th Star Trek issue release. And that one's really cool. It has a bunch of different stories. I haven't read it yet myself. I'm excited to get into it. There's even a story in there by Will Wheaton, which I'm really looking forward to checking out. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. But importantly, there is also in that issue a prequel story to the Star Trek ongoing comic series that's been coming out lately, which means that Brandi and I are eventually going to finally be tackling that Star Trek ongoing flagship series with Sisko and his crew, as well as the Defiant spinoff. I'm excited to get into those. There've been a ton of issues released already. We're kind of going to be going through them as the omnibus editions have been released. So there's already been one for the main Star Trek comic that we are going to be covering in the new year. But before then, 2 weeks after next week's episode, we will be talking about the autobiography of Benjamin Sisko, edited by Derek Tyler Attico. I've just started reading this. It is fantastic so far. I cannot wait to talk about this book. We're looking to have the author, Derek Tyler Attico, on the show as well for that. So hopefully we can make that happen. Like I said, really looking forward to that. This book is fantastic. If you have not picked it up, go out immediately, buy it. It is so good, especially if you're a Deep Space Nine fan. And then 2 weeks after that, in what I think, going by the calendar, should be our final episode of the year, we will be talking about Making It So, a memoir by Sir Patrick Stewart. That is another one I'm about halfway through right now. It is an incredible read. The voice you hear when you're reading it is that of Patrick Stewart. It's so good. Apparently, he also reads the audiobook version. So if you actually want to hear his voice reading that memoir, you can go that route. But like I say, even the printed word, it just oozes Sir Patrick Stewart's voice. I'm loving delving deep into his life story through this book. So again, that's another one. If you haven't picked it up, that's a good one to grab. Maybe put it on your Christmas list and you might get lucky this year and have Santa send that to you. So excellent books that are kind of within the Star Trek universe to talk about over the next few weeks and months. And of course, all those comics that are coming out. And already we have 3 new releases in the Pocketbooks line coming next year that we will, of course, be talking about on the Positively Trek Book Club episodes. Well, there we are. That's the episode for this week. Thank you all so much for listening, and thanks especially to the Patreon supporters. We truly do appreciate your help. Thank you so much. To everyone else, thank you once again for listening. I will see you in the next episode with Brandi Jackla talking Star Trek number 400 from IDW. Until then, as always, stay positive.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.